This goes to Dr. Payton, P-A-Y-T-O-N, Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T. Fax 989-839-1840. Regarding Marquita, M like Mary, A-R-K-E-I-T-A, Long. Date of birth, June 26th of 1943. Dear Dr. Schmidt, this is a pre-op clearance letter for Mrs. Long, who has stage 4 chronic kidney disease and hypertension, and history of elevated parathyroid hormone, secondary hyperparathyroidism. The patient had lab studies done for us on January 12th of this year, and her creatinine is stable at 2.0. Her estimated GFR is 24, and this is her normal range. She generally runs a mildly low sodium level, but otherwise has a normal potassium, and acid-base balance is normal. Albumin, calcium, and phosphorus are generally normal. Her hemoglobin most recently was 10.7. The expected range for hemoglobin, the desirable range in our opinion for renal disease, is 10 to 11.5. So no treatment is necessary at this point for anemia. If that hemoglobin drops less than 10, then she could receive Aranesp, Epogen, possibly IV iron if iron stores are also low. The patient also has had an aortoiliac bypass for an infrarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm. Her blood pressure is very well controlled currently, and she has been on anticoagulation also with Eliquis. From a renal standpoint, this patient is stable. Her most recent medications are lisinopril, 10 milligram daily, very low dose, then the Eliquis, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. She uses Tylenol if needed for pain, Norvasc, 5 milligram daily, Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Ativan is 0.5 milligram, one-half tablet daily as needed for anxiety. Pravacol, 40 milligram daily. Fluoxetine, 20 milligram daily. Melatonin is 10 milligram at bedtime. She takes cranberry tablets, magnesium gluconate, vitamin B complex, vitamin C, vitamin D, biotin for supplements. Now, physical exam, most recent vitals we have were from November 1st of 2021. Weight, 161 pounds, pulse, 60. Blood pressure was 136 over 62. From a renal standpoint, this would be assessment and plan. Stage 4 chronic kidney disease, no progression currently. Hypertension is currently controlled. Small kidney on the left, normal right kidney, normal-sized right kidney. And she has the uterine prolapse, which is why surgery is being done. The patient is cleared for surgery. However, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use should be avoided. IV contrast should also be avoided as much as possible. Anesthesia doses need to be adjusted based on renal creatinine clearance, and pain medication doses also should be adjusted based on her estimated GFR. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.